how did the press play today?
Quite well. They played very good on the TV news.
What they used there?
Well, they used motorcade crowd shots very, very good, and then they used...
they used both cities or just one idea?
I'm not sure of that. I have to look at the tapes tomorrow, because the people here really couldn't tell. You know. They sort of wove the whole thing into an Alabama story, not so much wove it, but with the, of course, the dedication to Waterman. But I think they used probably a good deal of Mobile and Mobile and also from Birmingham, but I understand. I didn't see it. I called in to Mort Allenstein. I think CBS had 3 minutes, NBC something number two, and ABC about 2 minutes. So it played very good. And the reaction amongst all the press boys who I talked to was that it was a very good day.
Pretty hard to find.
They couldn't find it.
Crowds.
Good reception.
Well, the crowds were, of course, Mobile.
Both of them were fantastic crowds.
Considering the size of the city.
And
Birmingham was an enormous crowd, though.
Fantastic.
That's a no crowd.
Well, that's what they're quoting. They're moving as over 100,000, and they're moving as Mobile is 80,000. 60,000.
The biggest theater.
Well, the chief of police in Birmingham, Ed Moore, said it was larger than the astronauts crowd, which was estimated at 25,000. And he said, he gave a quote that it was the largest crowd.
Yeah, they were all friendly.
Absolutely.
How'd they play the Wallace thing? That part, you notice how close he stuck to me? That's fine.
No, but...
You had every right to.
I think that worked out just fine.
Sure.
Any way that they can really get that.
Well, I didn't cater to him. I mean, I didn't cater to any of their prejudices. I tried to act the other way.
The remarks?
The remarks were put in terms of one country.
The unity thing, and that came through on the report. Well, I thought your presentation, the guys who were in the presentation, the reaction to your remarks to the editor, just very well.
I thought it was
great because
what do
you
the call
way
it?
You
Tour Le Monde.
Yeah, that's right, and you did
they'd
it in such a
had,
relaxed
they'd never
way.
Had before.
You did it in such a relaxed way, and the people who listened to the tape afterwards, you know, felt that it was a reflective pulling together a lot of things. It was an excellent job, and everyone felt that. Those who were in there,
who was in there? Who covered?
Bill Tice was in, for example, and Doug Cornell.
They're smart.
Gene Richard. And
the three men.
Right. And they were talking about it both in the press room afterwards and also on the front cover.
Now they covered that as that was all covered as on the record. Right?
On the record, yes.
The
and people afterwards, for example, the people from the various states who came in were just asking us to make sure that we rushed the transcript up to them. The drawing together, the pulling together in a very complete, clear way. The
difficulty, of course, with the tape and that kind of presentation, generally, it sounds better than the read. You can see there's a lot of repetition.
Well, that's why it was important to play the tape.
Yeah.
That's why.
But if they were.
But I think it'll read well too.
Where we edit it down.
Right. The foreign policy thing together. The part about the unity of the country, the spirit of the country, particularly the way you wrapped it up, was really very new to me. Made the point quite well. And I think everyone thinks that. And I think the part about referring to the South, the strength of the South.
Yeah.
And if the...
They're economically strong, they contribute to stronger America economically and a stronger American militarily, but they also contribute in a spiritual and ideological way that is goddamn important.
Right.
They're patriotic and they're religious.
Right.
It was good to hit that religious theme. So.
And it was good to hit the theme of the strong military defense and the if things are going to be reduced, they should be reduced in a neutral way.
And that a unilateral reduction on either side increases the danger, and a mutual reduction reduces the danger.
No, I thought it was interesting, John. Everyone I talked to, and you can sense these things, you know, where they volunteer.
How about some of the more sophisticated ones? The Lissagor and those people?
Well, Lissagor wasn't wrong. But fellows like Courtney Sheldon, for example,
he knows.
He thought it was a great deal. Bill Matney from NBC came up to me on his own after the plane.
Is he colored?
Yes, he's black.
He's a nice guy, though.
Yes, he is. He's covered you for a long time.
Yeah. What did he say?
He came up to me, made a point of coming up just as you were shaking hands. He got on the plane first, and he was on it. He said, no, I didn't have to. I couldn't stay all the way. But it was very long.
He couldn't help to notice, too, that Negroes were extremely friendly.
Well, particularly when you drove through the black area.
And I, you know, stopped and met them,
sure,
just like the others. And he must have liked my references to the Negroes and the whites together. We couldn't have race against race. There's a lot of good.
The tone was set very beautifully today, very well today, I thought. There are going to be differences. There's going to be, continue to be differences, but it should not sap the strength.
I was the
excellent. I think they should play.
We are debating right now about whether to go Friday night or Tuesday night. You know, the press. The one advantage of Tuesday would be that after the weekend is over. You know, Friday, Bob. Originally talked about it, we wanted a Thursday. That's our ideal day. We couldn't do a Thursday because of the Kennedy Center. Friday starts the weekend. The other thing, people do look at the television on weekends, so is that what you're getting about?
My immediate reaction would be the Tuesday.
What about missing the opportunity of, in a sense, I suppose we had a lot of news this week already.
I didn't have
this is Tuesday.
West Point.
Yeah.
See, with West Point this week,
might be jamming it up a bit at a press conference Friday.
I just have a better feeling, and again, I haven't talked to Bob about all of those, but my immediate feeling is that Tuesday, I just think Tuesday would be the...
Why don't you sit down tomorrow with Bob and get Scully in on it?
Okay, Bob.
Possibly. All feel and then talk to me about it around the art thing.
Okay.
But we should decide it right after we get on the start going up for
Okay. Yes, sir. I think.